That's unbelievable. That's Steve Smith bike, actually better than that. That went 100 mile an hour. Ben Rohrer gets a late cut and he hits it right out of the full stretch. And Roy takes a beauty.
Roy, oh boy, how'd you rate that catch last night?
It was good, I must admit. When I heard that, I thought he was talking about Andrew Simons. Roy, he was nicknamed Roy. Was a great catch. Watched the game last night, kicking off the BBL season, where the Sydney Sixers, in the end, comprehensive victory. But there were some scary moments early because the Sydney Thunder got out of the blocks. And they were smoking the Sydney Sixers before Stephen O'Keefe and our next guest, Johan Botha. The spin bowling pulled it back in. For the magenta, and then in the end, they won with only one wicket down. Moses Henriques, the captain, was sensational, 76 not out.
And Johan joins us. Good morning, Johan. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, mate. Good morning, Chuck.
How'd you find it out there last night?
Oh, it was fast-paced. I must say, I've been used to playing, you know, some great T20s to bowl up to it, but, you know, the game was fast again last night, and there's not much contact with all the noise. You can't really talk to your teammates so much, and you just feel like a little bit on your own out there. But, you know, like you guys said, we had some good patches, we had some bad patches, and luckily we came out on the right side.
And yourself, Boats, well done last night. You got a wicket with your first ball, and it looked like you really enjoyed getting Owen Morgan out, the Sydney Thunder captain. You just told him that the hot tap was on the left-hand side as he left the field. And you actually got a wicket with your second ball. Ben Rohrer was plum LBW, but turned down by the umpires. Did you think you had him?
Yeah, I thought I had him. I thought, you know, that looked pretty straight. It just straight in the touch, and I thought it hit leg stump, but... Yeah, the replay came up about 10 seconds later on the big screen. That didn't make me feel any better. Just to get back to Morgan, it was a little bit of a joke. I've been chatting to the South African analyst who I work with in India and you know, around the world at RPL and so on. And he's always said to me, you know, you got a ball over to Owen Morgan. And, you know, first ball that happened and, I just laughed and made me think about Prasanna a little bit there.
And Sydney Thunder last night, I was watching it closely last night. They got some good players, Boats, but I thought their fielding last night left a lot to be desired, and they got some older players in their side and some really unathletic types. And I know you're not going to be too critical, but it's the difference in 2020 cricket. I mean, they dropped Henriques' first ball. That could have been the difference. Would it be fair to say that their fielding really let them down last night?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like you said now, Henriques dropped first ball, and then there was a chance a little bit later. I think we needed 70 or 47 balls, and it went up and Cummins dropped him, and, you know, he's one of the better fielders, but in that case, I thought Andre Russell should have pulled him out of it and come in and taken the ball, but there's nowhere to hide in big bash. Like I said, I felt our innings was, you know, it was fast-paced and everything's happening a million miles an hour, and, you know, the game just flies by, and I think the positive for us really is we've got some, you know, a good fielding side at the moment. You know, Roy and like the catch he took, but him and Sam Billings are excellent fielders. So, you know, it's good to have two internationals who are really good in the field. And then, you know, the locals are fielding well. We probably, to be fair, have to, you know, hide maybe one, maybe two, but...
You can't hide four.
No, once it gets to three, four, five, then, you know, that becomes hard work and, you know, the batting side will expose that.
Johan Botha has joined us, Sydney Sixers. We get you on to talk about your cricket a little bit, but more to talk about your personal story, Johan, because you've become recently an Australian citizen. You've been living here for a while. Take us through the decision and the process of becoming an Australian citizen.
It was the man next to you got me just over 4 years ago. So Chuck gave me the opportunity. And coming over at the start, it was basically just a two-year contract with an option of a third, and that's the way we looked at it. Then obviously things went pretty well with the Redbacks and the Strikers, and we took the third-year option. And then probably in year two and three, you know, everyone settled really well. We made a lot of friends. Our little boys started going to kindy, and then, you know, this year was reception. So once those things start kicking in, then it's not so easy to move, you know, around and back to South Africa and go here and there. So, you know, now that the family's starting to get into school, a proper school, that, you know, now it's probably made our decision much easier, and everyone's happier, everyone's well settled, and you know, we thought we'll definitely take that option, and you know, we love living in Adelaide.
Yeah, it's been a great move for you and your family, Boats. But your own stuff now. You're in Sydney playing for the Sydney Sixers. I know you still have aspirations. You're still fit enough. Do you think it could be conceivable that you could actually represent Australia as a second country, in particular in the short version of the game, I suppose? Is that still a goal for you?
I think so. I think in the back of my mind, that's definitely a goal. I think that's the thing I missed the most in my 4 years here to date, was competing to play at the best, at the highest level. And it's obviously up to the guys at the top to make that call. I've just got to keep performing, keep doing it out there, especially on the big stage. You know, the Big Bash is probably one of the best or the best tournament in the world. And if you can, you know, put a good 6 weeks together, then anything's possible. You only need one chance, and you know, like Hilton Cartwright, you guys have just spoken to him about him. You know, all of a sudden he could be an Australian test player. So, you know, you can never rule it out, but it's obviously up to Cricket Australia and the guys in charge there.
Next challenge for the Sydney Sixers. Obviously tonight the Adelaide Strikers taking on the Brisbane Heat. Big Bash is up and running. Sydney Sixers next challenge?
We got the Hobart Hurricanes on Friday at the SCG. So, you know, they obviously also want to start the tournament well. We need to come back again and you know, try and do it again. Last year, I know at the SCG against the Hurricanes, Nathan Lyon took 5, and that sort of killed the game off. And, you know, we had quite a comfortable win there. But we know that every team in this competition can beat you. So you need to turn up every game, be as well prepared as you can, and you know, try and deliver on the field. And we know that, you know, 2 from 2 sounds a lot better than 1 from 2. So, you know, we need to come out and do it again. And then we've got a little Christmas break. And then the 27th, we've got the first scorches at the SCG.
Johan, well done last night. And all the best for the rest of the BBL. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem at all. Thank you, guys.